I think this was a pretty good budget for business, but the central feature of it was that the Chancellor's essentially got no money to give away. As full of all sorts of rhetoric, some good measures, but if you're playing with very small sums, you can't make a great deal of difference. In any case, the notion that a country's economy or its business sector, in the end, can its fate can be decided by what a Chancellor of the Exchequer does, I think that's ridiculous.
And there's a lot being said about exports and how Britain needs to up its game on exports. I was reading that Belgium has a sixth of Britain's population, but exports almost as much. What was in this budget that you heard that might help British business become more competitive globally?
I think exports are a clear area where there's a mismatch between the Chancellor's rhetoric and reality. In the end, there's not a lot actually that the government can do to raise exports. In the end, it's down to business. And in the British case, our weakness is that our biggest market, or one of our main weaknesses, our biggest market in the Eurozone is not doing very well. And we haven't been good enough at capitalising on the growth of the emerging markets, which some companies are now tending to do. So whatever the government does is fiddling around at the margins, and it's talked about improving access to finance for exporters. That will help a bit, but that alone will not address the fundamental problem. Now, there was actually, I thought, a hint in what the Chancellor said of something that could be much more significant. I don't know how many people have picked it up, but he talked about the desirability of increasing Britain's foreign exchange reserves. Now, the way to do that is to intervene on the exchanges to sell pounds. I just wonder whether this was not some veiled hint of a change of policy, a policy that would see the government intervening to try to hold the pound down.
That would be interesting, wouldn't it? What about the impact on the environment? I know it's this budget getting the thumbs down in the early stages from the environmentalists. Petrol duty frozen, lower taxes on long-haul travel. There are also moves to limit the impact of carbon taxes on electricity generators. What do you think? Are we seeing a shift away from ambitions to save the planet and, I don't know, more practical economics taking over?
I think there is a shift actually against green measures that anyway cost an awful lot. And this is, in a way, what I suppose was fully predictable as a result of the Great Recession and the squeeze on earnings. It's all very well saying that, you favour all sorts of green measures when someone else is going to pay for them. But when the cost hits home, and in the British case, ordinary people have borne a heavy cost in terms of their fuel, and also business too. Energy costs have been very, very high. So I think it's quite understandable that the government probably has shifted its line on this. It wants to cater more to economic efficiency in line with the mood of the country.
Yeah, because I think the government said today that a typical energy-intensive business in Britain, I don't know, like a cement factory, whatever, pays almost 50% more for its electricity than a similar French company would. Now, whether you believe government claims like that, but that sort of thing does stand out, doesn't it?
And I think this issue has been sharpened in focus by what's happened in America, where energy costs have fallen considerably, and there's some evidence that American business and industry has benefited in a big way as a result. And indeed, the so-called reshoring or onshoring, when business which previously left the United States comes back to it, that's been a theme of the last year or so.
And back to where we started this interview, you said the British government has no money to give away. It's taking an awful long time to get the deficit down. Borrowing is falling pretty slowly too. And yet George Osborne today says again, Britain has the fastest growing economy of any advanced nation. In general terms, how well do you think Britain is doing right now?
I think Britain is doing pretty well, but we mustn't forget the scale of the borrowing splurge that Britain's been in. Largely because, but not entirely, because of the weakness of the economy. It looks as though there was the real structural problem brought on by, well, the excesses leading up to the Great Recession that we imagined that the tax take that the economy could produce was much bigger than it reasonably was and will continue to be. So that means that the Chancellor has to go on raising tax or cutting spending over and above whatever benefits may flow from a stronger economy. My own view, by the way, is that the official forecasts are too pessimistic. I think we're going to find that in several years' time, the British economy is a lot more productive and tax productive too than is currently thought. If that's right, then somewhere in the future, there are going to be some pleasant surprises.
For more interviews and analysis of global business, search for BBC World Business Report for our daily half-hour podcast.